to think the next 10 years to the same thing about Tottenham. Well done getting the Champions League. What has gone wrong with Tottenham?
The Same Old Spurs podcast with Majestic and Gazza.
Welcome along to a very special Same Old Spurs podcast live from the White Hart Lane. We're calling it the White Hart in Hartford alongside my podcast partner,
Gazza.
Myself, Majestic, aka Kevin. How are we doing, Gaz?
Fantastic, mate. Look at this in here.
Unreal, innit?
Oh, my God.
If you have been following us on socials at Same Old Spurs Pod, you would have seen some of the pictures.
The atmosphere is building nicely.
It is building nicely. There are a lot of fans. It's great to see people out. Got Jamie Rowley's kit. Looking good.
He's loving it. Friend of the show, Bo, there with the glasses.
We can see.
He's loving it.
You can see Sweaty. Sweaty's old man's here as well.
Yep. We've got Manchester United v Leeds on in the background there. All good.
Fucking hell! Leeds! Manchester United, nobody invited me, you complete bastards. So yeah, it's all starting to go off. So yeah, we are live.
We're building up to the big one, mate, the big one.
It's the big one, but like most podcasts we do on a Sunday afternoon, guys, let's set the scene.
Yes.
You had a wonderful time yesterday, your brother's
fantastic.
Got married. Congratulations, Andrew.
A sharp dinner.
You look fantastic, sir.
Yeah,
I thought you were going to take out the team on Sunday for the Cup Final.
Yep.
That's how sharp you look. So you had a lovely day when I popped round, champagne and chocolates for the married couple, you like that?
Got a lot of time for that.
A lot of time for that.
Thank you for coming.
Did a friend of the show, Bo, deliver like that?
Not didn't turn up.
He was there. I saw him.
Didn't turn up with the goods. That's
did
what I mean.
Nah. Weak for me. Two weeks for ages.
Poor. No good.
So, yeah, beautiful day yesterday. The sun's out this morning. It's lovely.
It's fantastic, mate.
And then...
This is a proper cup final feel to it.
Also, before we go any further, we want to dedicate this podcast to... Friend of the show as well. He was a friend of the show.
Big friend of the show.
Supporter. Big listener. Ross.
Yes.
Who sadly passed away last week.
Yeah, we didn't know Ross personally, but he listened to every single podcast and he shared our work online and we really appreciate that. So rest in peace, Ross.
And we had a lovely moment at 12 midday today over the park in Hartford.
Yeah.
What a turnout.
Fantastic turnout. How many people there you're at?
Oh, 300, 400,
yeah,
I think
brilliant.
You said.
Absolutely brilliant.
So. Fantastic to see that. We laid down a Same Old Spurs hoodie that we signed for him.
White and blue balloons and Spurs.
Yeah,
just high class.
So, yeah, as we say, the whole day, you know, the podcast, I've got a good feeling about today because I think Ross's energy is going to be with us.
Hope so.
And I think he's going to give us the good vibes that we need moving on. But we never know. This is Spurs, as I say. So we can expect anything. So we are recording live from the White Hart in Hartford. We're in the corner of the pub, so you'll be hearing the noise in the background. Ryan Mason steps up for his second game in charge at Wembley Stadium.
Huge moment, 29 years of age. Just a huge, huge moment.
Can you imagine it? 29 years of age. The story of him as well, you know, young lad coming through the academy, playing for Tottenham Hotspur, now managing them, alongside club great Ledley King, Chris Powell as well. How do you feel going into the cup final now without Jose Mourinho? Look, the podcast this year has been an up and down roaster.
Well, look, let's talk about the game in the week. Let's get to it. Ryan Mason's first game in charge. I don't really want to sound too negative because it is buzzing in here and I don't want the atmosphere to be too flat, but the first half performance off the back of Jose leaving the club, he wouldn't have been happy with that. Weren't good enough. Didn't really show up, did we, in that first half?
No, we didn't. It was it looked like the same old stuff that we'd been seeing week in, week out.
Apart from Gareth Bale, to be honest with you, in a team selection, it was probably you wouldn't have Mourinho's picked that side.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
For sure. Apart from the Gareth Bales.
Yeah.
And the Dyer Alderweireld partnership, though. I'd say that as a new one. So, yeah, very flat. Southampton deservedly took the lead. Danny Ings again.
Put a lot of energy into the first half, Southampton. A lot of energy.
They did, but again, hard. I think Sam, who's not even listening to this because he's an Arsenal fan, he said on our group chat about them going to be running out of steam.
Yeah, great point. Fantastic point. And that's exactly what happened. And I think it's a massive thing when Danny comes off as well for them, change the game. We get back into the game, don't we? And Gareth Bale. Look, you can say what you want about him, but we want him in the team for things like that. He's got all of their moments.
Well, this is it. We always say if he's in that team, any moment, any point, that guy could pull the trigger and deliver something. Because I'll tell you something now. Steven van Beurnenhoven from the Netherlands, if he takes that ball in the box, the way Gareth Bale slots that home, he's not doing that.
Yeah, no chance.
And that is why you have to have him in the team for me.
You in that position on the forward pitch, you probably wouldn't have wanted that to fall to anyone else, probably in the world.
100%.
Do you know what I mean? It's a fantastic finish.
You said you likened it to a finish of mine.
Yeah, I did. It's very Kevin Christie-esque.
Yeah?
Yeah, definitely.
I'll take that. I'll definitely take that.
But I'm not being funny. Like, we did, we showed a bit of character in the second half.
Well, do you know what? Going into a game like this, having a little fight back, having a moment to get that win off the back of going behind, I think is actually a positive.
Yes.
It shows the lads a bit of character. It shows the lads that there's a bit of team spirit. And I think, you know, Ryan Mason obviously buzzing. They needed that result. And I said it last week. You said don't do it to yourself, but I did it, didn't I?
Yeah.
If he wins, she wins, they win, then I win, don't win. It happened, didn't it? Liverpool dropping points.
Yeah, I know. Everyone's
West Ham dropping points.
I said it to you as well a few weeks ago. The teams in the Premier League, they're not as good as what they were a few years ago, are they, Kev?
We've just had a pizza brought over to us here at the White Hart.
What is on that pizza?
Statman is next to us as well. He's got a pizza. Statman,
what's
on
the pizza?
Barbecue chicken. Put a few peppers on there. Very nice.
No invite for us over the pizza, was it? Yeah? Our very own Statman.
Oh, good.
Selfish, I say.
Very selfish.
Very selfish. Statman will be joining us later on during the show as well. He's here next to us in the recording booth here at the White Hart Lane.
I thought we, obviously, as well, you talk about that game. Regulon does well for the goal. It's disallowed, rightly disallowed goal as well for me.
I thought he
was in the goalie's eye line. So, yeah.
What's Lucas Moura doing? Why is he in that position? Get out of the way. No problem.
Yeah, I know.
No problem.
Annoying, wasn't it?
It was Ben Davies' birthday this week.
Yep.
Did you say happy birthday to Ben?
Happy birthday, Ben Davies.
Happy birthday, Ben Davies.
What do you reckon he's done?
I'll tell you what I've done. I've gone around my nana's, Battenberg, and we've had a plate of watsits and a couple of the boys' son. I've had Gareth, Joe's been round as well, and my nana's made a lovely spread, I tell you. No problem. The Welsh Mafia were out in force, I'm telling you.
I tell you, he's watching today as well. Donald's watching today, Donald Trump.
Listen, we're here at the White Hart. It's so fantastic. It's fantastic. It's so great. I love when I'm here in Hartford for the Tottenham Hotspur.
He's here.
Everyone's here.
Everyone's here. Everyone is in Hartford.
Well, you know what? We've got a great turnout as we look around. Just that the atmosphere is building here, as we say, as we talk about the next game. Before we go to the next big game, no Harry in the team on Wednesday. Sonny steps up for the penalty.
Yeah, I'll give you that. That is what happens. Let's just talk about what led to the penalty. That is what happens when centre forwards try and tackle. It's for me straight red. How he stayed on the pitch, I don't know. I thought he could have been given a penalty in the build-up. I thought it was handball.
Handball penalty.
Yeah, it weren't a natural
deserving of it all.
Yeah, most definitely. It weren't a natural position for the fella to be in, was it? The movement to the ball. And it's a great penalty from Son, and we needed that win going into this today.
100%. And now the energy around the place feels different. No Joe, say a win under your belt. You've got Ryan May, Clubman. He definitely won Clubman back in the day, didn't he?
Of course he did.
That is the kind
and a few times.
Most improved, Clubman. Most likely to clean your boots. Ryan Mason is that guy, isn't he?
Most definitely.
When we talk about those Clubman awards, he's not pulling up any trees,
no.
But he's going to be there for you.
Yeah, most definitely, mate.
He'll be there for you.
Let's talk about a player from that game who, for me, I was expecting to start off the back of Ryan Mason being in, played with him. Your man, Dele Alli.
Yeah, interesting one. Didn't get any minutes at all, did he?
No minutes. Three substitutions used. Not used. Not required.
And before the game, I was watching a clip of Dele Alli setting Ryan Mason up in the Europa League.
Yeah, mate. We don't want to really go into this today, but where is he? Where is he? That's two managers now, Kev. You have to start asking some serious questions now.
And he was back on the Instagram Live after the game, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Get off Instagram Live.
Let's concentrate on football, Dele.
Just get off the gram.
Yeah.
Get off the gram. Whatever gram that is that you're on, get off it.
Yep.
Stay away from the gram.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, let's talk about today.
Yes,
we're here Sunday. Whether we win, lose, or draw, we can't draw, whether we win or lose,
yep.
This podcast is going out.
Yes.
So you're going to experience what we experience as the same old Spurs crew today, live from the White Hart Lane. And how are you feeling, guys, first and foremost?
Well, I'll be honest with you, I had a big night last night, so I'm not 100%.
I tried to give you the substitution at half 10.
I'm not firing.
You didn't want it.
It's my brother's wedding yesterday. I'd just like to congratulate my brother and his wife, now Ema King. She joins us. And, high level.
And just true to form.
And the screen has just stopped.
The day could be over.
Same old Spurs.
Same old story. Hopefully we're still recording as well. I don't know if we're recording. I can't see where Louis is. Statman, do you want to go and see where Louis is?
All back to Bose, yeah?
All back to Bose. Yeah.
All back to yours, yeah.
We are live from the White Hart. We're calling the White Hart Lane right now. We're back.
We are back inside.
Back inside the ride. To 1990 Shadow Ride with the Nina. I don't know what happened there, but yeah, little glitches on the outside broadcast.
Technicalities. All good, we're back.
We are back, we are firing, we are ready to go. So yeah,
just touched on Dele Alli there, didn't we, really?
Yeah, Dele Alli.
Again, that's a player that we'd all wanted to be involved in, don't we?
100%.
Cup final, Dele Alli, firing Dele Alli in the mix. He's miles off at the minute, that player, unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Let's get into team selection for the game.
Let's go for it. Let's go for that team that we want to see stay. Obviously, Hugo Lloris, a goal.
Yes, I think he'll probably go with the same back four that started in the week, would you say?
And I wouldn't have any qualms with that, to
Joe
be honest
Roden,
with you.
I'm not sure if... Is he available today for the game?
I'm not sure, but
I would be very surprised if he didn't go with that. It'd be interesting to see what he does in midfield, because...
This is the place where I think we're really... struggling at the moment with midfield. I think in terms of finding a formation that works.
You've got decisions to make there in that position today. Really, you look at Ndombele, player that splits opinion. Well, he doesn't really, because he's got a lot of admirers.
We like him, but I don't think he's pulling up trees at the minute.
Yeah, he's not doing enough. You've got to be more consistent, and we're looking for things to come off the end of the work that he's doing.
100%.
EP, we're looking at that, but we're not seeing it. But it'd be interesting to see whether he goes to his mate, Harry Winkley.
What, you say Harry Winks and Højbjerg?
Perhaps, and then just Lucas Moura back in that more central role.
Lucas
where he can
in that
more.
Central role. Yeah. I think he creates more for Gareth Bale, creates more for Son. Also, gives you a bit of a threat running forward.
Yes.
You know, I'd love to see Moura start there. And I think he's a bit of his place. He didn't start the Champions League final after getting a hat-trick.
Yeah.
If anyone deserves a place in that final squad today on that team, the first 11, for me, is Lucas Moura. Because yes. You know what? We've criticised him before for not doing enough.
Yeah.
He was on the stockpile. We said he can go. He's really put it in this season, I think.
Yeah, in a central role, definitely, as you
100%.
Said. 100%. We need... look, we're going to need him today. We're going to need all of our players that are capable of doing a bit firing, mate, because Manchester City are a top, top team, and I think we're going to have to be at our best, and they're going to have to probably be a little bit off today for us to get the result.
Speaking of Man City, they've got injuries and suspensions.
Yes, Kevin De Bruyne.
Huge loss.
For me, the best player in the Premier League all round.
Regardless of their amazing bench, you don't want to lose players like Kevin De Bruyne, do you?
Of course you don't, nah.
I reckon Lucas Moura, Bale, Son, Kane.
Yeah.
But is Kane fit? This is the big question.
Hopefully.
And what do you do if Kane is not fit?
Well, for me, if Kane's not fit, I think the decision will probably be made. I think you could probably... It's whether you go Lo Celso in that team. For me, I'd probably... Look, I'm not a big fan of Harry Winks at all, but I just think in a cup final, you need a lot of energy
out
there.
Wow, this is big news.
Yeah, it is, and I just think I'm not a fan of him, but...
No, Sissoko?
I'd have to go that now. I've seen enough of Sissoko now.
Yeah, he kind of feels like he's got
back. And you know what? I have been a fan of him, but... No, I've seen enough now. I'm not, as I said, Kev, I'm not a fan of Harry Winks. I'm not. But I just wouldn't be surprised if he was used today.
No, I hear what you're saying. But yeah, as I say, we are live from the White Hart Lane, as we're calling it. The build-up is...
Build-up, the atmosphere's fantastic in here, mate. It's like a sports
phenomenal.
Bar in here.
We're here with the Statman as well. How you doing, Statman?
I'm all good, mate. Just finishing my pizza. Very nice, 5 out of 5. But yeah, excited, confident as well.
The last time Spurs won a cup, how old were you?
Eight or seven. Yeah, eight. No, eight. I remember it. Remember it clearly. But yeah, I was eight.
So this is your beer watching Spurs in a cup final.
Well, yeah, apart from Champions League, this is my first beer in a pub legally watching Spurs in a cup final. So yeah, actually my first Spurs in a pub cup final, full stop. So yeah.
We're now joined by a friend of the show. The King of Hartford, he's allowed us to...
There's going to be a lot of editing required on this podcast.
Oh, it's fine. I've not got enough to do anyway. It's fine.
Yeah, I know.
So listen, we're Did joined better. By the King of Hartford himself.
Here he is.
Today's event at the White Hart, the SOS, is sponsored by Jambronis. For a panini, a latte, anything you like, you go to Jambronis and you mention the name Bo, you get 10% discount. Don't work though.
No, I don't.
You go in there and say, Bo? Who's Bo? I don't know Bo. But he's here. He's here, guys, isn't he?
Yeah, we are.
I'm good. Yeah, how are you? You all right?
We are very good, Bo.
I'll tell you what, I'm in my element.
You are in your element.
I'm full of 60 Spurs fans in Hartford. You can't get any better than this. You can't get any better.
We were talking earlier on, we was excited the fact that we're watching football with our friends in a big environment.
Feels like normal, doesn't it?
For the first time in how long? I can't think the last time. Probably the last atmosphere game was maybe when we watched Everton together in the FA Cup.
Very true.
And that was only three of us, four of us.
But you can't get any better than this. I tell you what, if you offered me a ticket in the ground,
I thought you was offered a ticket.
I was offered a ticket. I turned it down because I'd rather be in here. There'll be better atmosphere in here today than there would be at the stadium.
100%. And are you confident now Jose's gone. How do you think that changes the landscape? Last few weeks you've been on the pod with us a few times,
yeah,
talking about Jose and where he was, and now he's gone. Ryan Mason's in. It's a one-off cup game. Huge.
I think he's written in the stars that maybe something... And look, if it don't happen, we're not expect. There's no pressure on Spurs today, is there? We're not expected to do anything. We're just here to enjoy the day. But you never know.
Do you think the fact that, you know, Pep Guardiola and Man City are so desperate to win that Champions League, the fact that they're out of the FA Cup, so the quadruple's not on anymore...
They're playing... When are they playing next?
On Wednesday.
On Wednesday. So they're going to have an eye on that, aren't they?
100%.
Of course they are. So it is written that something magical could happen. The year ends in one. So who knows? I have actually put a bet on. Spurs 2, Man City 1, Gareth Bale to score. And I think it could happen.
We don't promote betting. When the fun stops, please stop.
When the fun stops, just stop, yeah?
Well, we'll all be laughing if that comes in, though, won't
we? I'll tell you what, Liam, shout to Liam from the White Hart. He's got the Guinness in just for you both.
Oh, I hope he's got barrels of it.
No, you know, absolute there was a national barrels. Shortage, and he actually made sure there was Guinness
in just for
you.
He did say that to me. I thought he was taking a piss.
No, genuine.
Oh, good man, good man. Because if there was no Guinness here, then I'm going home.
He delivered for you, he delivered for you. I'm so home. Excited.
Very excited. I want to know if Kane's playing. Is there any news on this?
We've had no news yet. I'm going to be checking from my sources very quickly. But friend of the show, Bo, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy your day, Bo.
Enjoy your day.
Luke Gilbert, they're getting jealous about friend of the show, Bo's involvement.
Yeah.
He was offered, wasn't he?
For me.
Not for you? So, listen, we're all getting excited now. It's getting closer and closer to kickoff time. We've got the songs ready. We've got the playlist ready. You ready for the playlist, guys?
Of course I am, mate. And I'm about to sing in a play. And a lot of them songs, I'm looking to get myself on the microphone.
Right, before we head over to the next part of the show, let's get a quick stat from our stat man himself, Will Marriott.
What's happening, guys? Will here. Okay, the stat man. So the last six cup finals that we have played in, when the year ends in one, we have won all six. So hopefully we can make it seven today. Up the Spurs. Up the Ryan Mason. And come on, tell them.
Right, guys, we'll reconvene once we get the team news. Yes. This is live from the White Hart Lane, we're calling it today. The SOS, the same old Spurs podcast, live from the White Hart. And, we're watching Manchester United Leeds as we do this podcast as well, by the way. Come on, Leeds!
Like the Spurs.
You complete bastards! Anyway.
Pucker pie is everywhere.
Pucker pie is everywhere. Kimmy's getting the phone call.
Chicken and mushroom, beef, everywhere.
For you?
Steak. Stake a kidney.
Stake a kidney, why not? Right, let's hope we win. Out to Louis Smythe on the engineering. How we sounding? Giving us thumbs up. We love that. Right, we'll be back in a moment's time right here on the Same Old Spurs podcast.
The Same Old Spurs podcast with Majestic and Gazza.
Welcome back to the Same Old Spurs podcast. Myself, Majestic, aka Kevin, alongside
Gazza.
And it's happened again, hasn't it?
I'm used to it, mate. I'm not being funny. I ain't got no words.
You didn't.
I thought that performance was absolutely terrible. And I'll be honest with you, like, I'm starting to look at players like Lo Celso now and start thinking to myself, you were good enough. I don't think so.
Yeah, this is it. As you can tell from Gaz's reaction, 1-0, a set piece.
Nah, mate. Nah.
Literally. The same old Spurs, the same old story. 80-odd minutes on the clock.
I thought Tottenham Hotspur today were absolutely crap.
Yep.
And that's where I'm at of it. I thought they were rubbish. I thought they offered nothing going forward. I thought they were just rubbish. And we've got a lot of work to do, a lot of work.
The thing is, I don't know how many people are actually going to listen to this podcast because, you know, who wants to listen to another podcast about us fucking losing a cup final yet again? But it's... 2 years on since the Champions League final. 2 years on since that dreadful performance against Liverpool. Once again, a cup final where I don't think one player turned up. I'll tell you who I'm going to give my man of the match to for Tottenham Hotspur. It's Hugo Lloris.
I thought that performance there, but I thought if that was Jose Mourinho's Tottenham out there tonight, he would have got crucified for that.
Oh, 100%.
Crucified. I thought Spurs there were rubbish.
Do you know what? We might as well have kept Mourinho in. I'll tell you why. Because Gareth Bale, a man that's won countless titles, he's been in cup finals. You need to know how to play in a cup final. And that guy got what? 25-30 minutes?
I don't know where Spurs are at. I don't know where we're at. Like, we've got no pattern of play. I thought that game there is like basically, all right, we're going to pick an 11, go out and just go through the motions. What are we?
This is it. No pattern of play.
Tottenham Hotspur at the minute.
No style.
Shit. Rubbish.
Maurizio Pochettino said it time ago. It's a painful rebuild. It's time to go again. the summer, we need to really think about where we're going to go forward as a football club, how we play. You know, we've had a cup final day. It's been a great day here at the White Hart Lane.
It's rubbish. Crap.
Yeah.
Crap. I'll be honest with you. It's been an absolute high... hot. I'm not being funny. We got Louis Smythe on the go. His old man, yeah, high level. Like, everything's high. The levels are too high. Like, and again, we get let down. And off. Like, for me, like, there's no words for it. Rubbish.
This is it. Do you think that might be the last time we're going to see Harry Kane play for Tottenham Hotspur, guys, in a final?
I think so. I think Harry was non-existent today when he went in the game. Like, Tottenham, I don't know the way that we set up today. And you know what? I can't knock Ryan Mason because he's not a football manager. He's not. He is somebody who just go out. I know he manages the under-23s, but he's just trying to steer the ship forward. And it's very difficult for him in a minute.
They look like they were running it through treacle at times. They were just there was no urgency. I think you get more urgency out of me on a Thursday night, Gaz.
Yeah. I'll be honest with you. I've... in my 34 years of existence, we've won the FA Cup in 1991, and we've won the Carling Cup or the Carabao, whatever it might be, in the 2008. That's not enough. We had an opportunity today, again, let down. Not good.
Just to, you know, to be non-biased football fans for a second, you got to give Manchester City, they're such a great team. Obviously, billions and billions, the billions and billions of pounds.
If you smell!
But the Pep is cooking. Yeah, no, billions and billions of pounds have been invested.
I don't think that they do a lot today. Don't really think that they do a lot. I think it was a half throttle.
They didn't look like they got out of third gear, to be fair.
Half throttle.
But, you know, listen, we don't want to dwell too long. We lost.
We always lose.
We always lose. It's a bit of an anticlimax now because we had a nice vibe here. And, you know, we should be singing songs. But we were never going to sing songs today, guys, were we?
Never. Because... look, at the end of the day, look, we get a lot of criticism about the name of our podcast, but our name of our podcast is absolutely fantastic.
Do you know what?
I'll tell you what, it is the same old Spurs.
Me and Gaz as friends, we're always like, you're right, I'm right. We never like to say I'm wrong or you're wrong,
yep.
Right? But one thing we can agree on, and one thing we both got right, is the name of this podcast.
Of course you do.
It's the same old Spurs.
Tell me a better name podcast than that. After that today.
We was going to call
How long has this been going on for?
We was going to call it White Hart Pain, but yeah. Same old Spurs. It is the same old Spurs every time. What disappoints me is, you know, we looked before the game and we saw someone like Harry Winks has got the call up. I didn't see him leave himself on that pitch today. Did he leave himself on that pitch?
You know what, Harry Kane, I love Harry Kane. You know what? I just think it's a lack of ability. You know, and somebody I have to have... I know I might have touched on him as well, but... Giovanni Lo Celso, you've got to do a lot more for me, sir. You have got to do a lot more. You've been brought into the football club for a lot of money alongside your friend Tanguy Ndombele, and you two boys need to be pulling up a lot more than what you're giving at the minute.
That guy today, you know, Lo Celso, as you said.
Ineffective. Nothing.
Well, he had the one shot, I'll give him that. But other than that, listen, that performance was reflective of a team with... no direction, no idea, no pattern of play, and we're back to square one. We're back to the where we was with someone like AVB, I think. So
most definitely,
guys, just to wrap things up,
look, I'm not being funny. You know what, Spurs aside, I'd like to thank Will, I'd like to thank yourself, I'd like to thank Louis, I'd like to thank Louis's dad. I think like the levels that we've set today and the actual, like, what we've provided here for our same old Spurs listeners has been absolutely sensational.
100%. So, and the thing is as well,
safe.
Hopefully...
I would just like to thank everyone for that. And that's it, really.
And hopefully, moving forward, we can do more of these events with a bigger crowd, a bigger audience, more of the supporters out there.
Most definitely.
Like we said, yeah, thanks especially to Liam at the White Hart, even though Liam is a gooner. He let us have his thing today. And, you know, it's difficult during COVID restrictions. And again, once again, reiterating our sentiment to Ross.
Yep,
top man. And yes, big up Tom. And to Ross and his family for coming today.
Yep.
You know, it was really... amazing to see the round of applause for him, and I think that's probably the highlight of the day, to be honest with you. You know, sending off.
I'll be honest with you. You turn up for a cup final, you try and win the football match. I don't think that Spurs there done anything to lay a mark on that football game, and that for me is a big problem, and just so disappointing. Like, lay a marker on a football match.
Yeah.
Lay a marker, Kev.
Literally, as
where
I said,
are
I
we?
Think only
where
Hugo,
are we?
Only Hugo Lloris can walk
you
off that pitch.
You can't go through the motions to see our 92, 93 minutes and just think, you know what? all right, we lost another one. No, no good. No good.
Come on. No Gaz. Good. They're a good team. My nana said they were going to win. You know, come on. The boys tried their hardest, didn't they? Gareth? No? Yeah, it's hard. Listen, anyway, guys.
Thank you, everyone, for...
We go again. Sheffield United, the top four thing. Not
I
playing like that.
I don't want to talk about top
four. I don't want to talk about Tottenham.
I don't want to talk about anything apart from... You know what? In fact, you know the best thing that we could do, because we always do it the best, is close this podcast down as quick as possible and just say thank you for absolutely everyone. And
there today's podcast was sponsored by Giambroni's in Harford. Go there and ask for Bolt. Don't, actually, because you won't get a discount. Giambroni's in Harford. Bolt?
I'll be honest with you, we'd just like to thank everyone for the hospitality that we've had in Harford today. Like, high levels up here.
Yeah.
So high, like the highest.
The mayor of Harford.
You can't get higher than this, what we said.
The mayor
today.
Of Harford, thanks for letting us in, Mr. Bo.
Yeah, thank you, Bo.
But listen, all back to Bo's for a sesh.
Nighttime. Later.
Shade.